Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And grand rising. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today is our men-only discussion, and we'll be joined by our co-host Kareem Hamid and a wonderful panel of men who will talk about the financial side of marriage. And we, the women, we're going to listen to this intriguing, informative discussion. And then we will have conversation during the commercial breaks, and we'll talk about what we have heard. So we want you to enjoy this discussion with the men as they talk about the financial side of marriage. And we're going to be joined by our host, Kareem Hamid, and our guest, who he will introduce. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just one moment.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
All right, we are back, and you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we will be bringing in our co-host, Kareem Hamid.
...have been held about us, and I believe it is very beneficial that as such a primary subject matter, that we, the African-American male, that we have an open and honest conversation with and about each other. I believe it's time for that conversation. Praise be to Almighty God. And we have a wonderful guest with us this morning. He is Maurice Harris. He is a young African-American male that navigated or found his way out of the gang life, and is now a honest and upright, productive young male working in the field of construction, and he has turned his life around, and we want to hear from him. It is a very valuable that we hear from our youth, those that are shining examples of our future. He is symbolic and emblematic of our future. Our future is in good hands with such young men as Maurice Harris. And then we shall have a discussion concerning the sacred bond of marriage, which is a very important ingredient in our life as human beings and in our life as a community. We shall discuss the financial aspect of marriage. We very seldom hear conversation about the financial aspect of marriage. We hear of the hugs and the kisses and how we treat one another and this and that, but there's an important ingredient and element that comes along with the sacred bond of marriage, and it is of a financial nature. So we want to have that discussion among us as males, as African-American males. But prior to that, I want to share something with you to somewhat set the tone for this type of conversation that we have every last Wednesday of the month. This is an address by one of our past leaders, Dr. Martin Luther King. Please listen very carefully to his words and what he is saying. Hold on one moment. I failed to set up exterior speakers. It'll only take me a brief moment to set up these speakers. It is important that we ingest the words that our leader and hero, he is among what we would call the freedom fighters. He is in league with Frederick Douglass, W.E.B. Du Bois, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Emmanuel Sadiq Muhammad, Stokely Carmichael, you name it. He is a human rights hero among us. For freedom, justice, and equality. Okay, I have the speaker set up. I'm going to begin this speech of his. Please listen very intently to what he's saying.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian emancipation proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
As we prepare to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.,
those were the words of our beloved Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. May Almighty grant him. May Almighty God grant him the highest station in the paradise. And he is so correct. No one can do this job for us. We must reach down into the inner sanctums of our own soul and write with the self-asserted manhood, our own document of freedom. So with that said, praise be to Almighty God. I want to open the mic up of our beloved brother Maurice Harris, one who reached down into his own soul and had written his self-asserted manhood and turned his life around. Peace be unto you, brother Maurice Harris. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yes, if you would speak a little bit louder and directly into your phone, that would sure. Yes, I hear you. And I want to first introduce you. This young man's name is Maurice Harris. He lives in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And, you know, being swept up in the social dynamic and the environment in which we come from, many of times we make decisions, not consciously, but just decisions to live our lives in a certain way. Usually it's for survival, you know. It's for to be able to afford your life or whatever. But and sometimes that involves criminal activity. We take a risk that we didn't place there. But sometimes we enter into that life. And Maurice Harris is one that have been in that life and have overcome the obstacles and that comes along with that life. Maurice Harris, would you please share with us some of your story? We are grateful to have you with us, and you are a shining example of what we are aiming at. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, my story starts out, I was a regular kid, a mother and father in the home. Father controlled the house. No, bought his own property out of Finland, moved his mother in with us in a two-flat. So I can't really complain about my childhood, but when I lost my father when I was 19, things went kind of south. I mean, you know, I was looking for somewhere to belong. I was kind of lost. I don't like to blame anybody around me, but what you surround yourself with, you become. So I made a wrong choice. Yeah. In the streets, gangs, went down the wrong road. But my family kind of encouraged me. They didn't do it knowingly, but they encouraged me to get out of the streets. My kids, my wife, she's my wife now, she wasn't in, but I wanted better for them. So they kind of gave me the spark to get out of the streets. My family did. I found this program on the south in Bronzeville, in Chicago, for construction. I teach you how to get into the trades. Before that, I had went to about 4 or 5 programs. They were good programs. I took everything, took something from every last one of them. But as far as me learning how to actually gain entry into the trades, St. Paul taught me that. Like, I got to St. Paul. And got my scores and my math and reading up to par so I can pass the exams. Passed about 7 exams and got into the plumbers, local 130, but they were the first to call. So first one to call, and I went to upon entering. But when I entered the program in St. Paul, I was kind of in between houses, like my wife. She's my wife now, but she was my girlfriend then. Me and her would always get into it about me, you know, not being able to provide. So I'd be in and out of there, but so I was basically homeless going into this program. But upon completing the program, I would say I completed the program in January of 2017. I became a union plumber in April of 2017. By June of 2017, I had my first place. On my own. And then after a couple of years passed, last year, I was able to purchase my first home. It drastically changed my life since going through that program and teaching me how to deal with things at work as far as, you know, being almost the only one on the site that's of your people. You get into certain situations, but St. Paul helped me deal with that, taught me how to deal with that, and I appreciate them for that. I have no worries right now. That life is long behind me. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, we are here. You're speaking to all of us. And you mentioned something that was very important. You know, it's one thing to ask someone to step away from a life, but there has to be some material replacement. You know, learning a trade, giving the youth or whatever the person is, giving them a way to provide for themselves. You know, I say, well, all right, put the dope bag down. Okay, I have put it down. Now, how will I pay my rent? How will I pay bills for my family? How will I feed myself? Well, just be good. Just be good. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm being good. But we just received an eviction notice. My sister... she is looking to the streets now because there are things that she needs. So, yes, I have stopped, but there has to be a replacement for that. Mm-hmm. And when we turn our youth toward skills, trade skills, you know, it's something that's underplayed among us. We think that everybody has to go to a 4-year college and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are trade skills that are in demand. Plumbing is one of them. Carpenter, you name it, bricklaying. So that brings me to Almighty God. That gave you somewhat of a way out after changing your mind and your behavior. Then next came a way for you to earn a living for yourself that was lawful and rewarding. We are grateful that you are with us this morning. You mentioned that you had a girlfriend, and now she is your wife. Thank God for that. Yes. Almighty God blessed you, you know, and guided you out of that way of life and blessed you with the material means. And I must say, for I'm being for real, it was not just for you, Maurice Harris. It was not just for you. It was for you to share what Almighty God had blessed you with. And yes, choosing a wife and starting a family, that is a blessing that is ongoing. You know what I'm saying? You have the opportunity. God has given you the opportunity to duplicate yourself. You know, inshallah, God willing, to produce a son or daughter and pass on the behavior and the standards that you now possess. It continuously grows, my brother. And with brothers like you, our future is quite bright. We always hear about the bad.
Yeah.
But periodically, we are able to hear about the positive. And from out of the mouth, praise be to God, of those that are recipients of the positive. So with young men like you, I believe our future is secure and we can look forward to a brighter future. I want to now share you with the listening audience. I don't want to bring, I'm so grateful you're here. I want to open up the line for anyone that may have any questions or any statements concerning you and your journey. I'm going to open up the lines of one of our honored guests, DeLacy Omar Phillip, this morning. He's on the line with us.
Yes,
assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Peace and blessings to our listening audience. You brother Maurice Harris, I heard your story, tremendous story, and great choice in picking skills that could build your life. Boy, purchasing a home, getting married, you made quite a bit of accomplishment. May God continue to bless you with that spirit. And tell us, tell me, what are some of your future plans? What are you looking to accomplish in the near future?
Near future, I plan to be a business agent for my local 130. That's concerning the trades. Outside of the trades, I want to buy a couple more properties, fix and flip or, hold and run them out. So, man, I want to bring some young guys like me with me. So even before they even make a bad decision, I like them to make the right decision instead of having to bump your head and then switch. I want to catch them before they even bump their heads.
Yeah.
So, don't go that way. Just go this way. Don't bump your head first now. Just stay on the straight and narrow, and you don't have to go that way. Something different in life. That's not life, man. So if I can catch any young men or women that I can,
I can
go on that way, it'll be a blessing.
So are you in touch with some young people, sharing your story with them and whatnot?
Yeah, so right now I work at Parkway Gardens in Chicago. They call it Oak Block. So a lot of these young guys, a lot of these young women I see out here, I'm encouraging them before they even bump their head to choose a different path. I invite them to church. I invite them out to come check the program out. Our program starts June 27th, so taken out because now I'm encouraging them to do that. I need some more.
Yeah,
I need more people like me in these trades. I'm sometimes only two or three of us on the site. It's a 40-story building, so see more of us on these sites.
Mm-hmm. That was very good. Keep up the good work.
Yes. Thank you, Imam De Lacey Umar, giving encouraging words to our beloved brother, Maurice Harris. Know that you are not alone. You have a support system under you, and that we support you in every way that we can. Is there anyone else that would like to make statements or ask questions of our honored guest, Brother Maurice Harris? We ask that you press 1 on your phone, and I will unmute your mic. And this is a joyful day for us here on the Female Solution to hear from a positive young man that has turned his life around by the grace of Almighty God. And also he has entered into the sacred bond of marriage. That is a sharing of what God has blessed him with. He's sharing it with his wife. And inshallah, it's God's will. If they have children, he can be an example, a model for them and their life as they move forward. We invite you to press 1 on your phone and share your contemplations on the life of Maurice Harris that he's so openly shared with us this morning here on America Muslim 360. I want to first pause for some public service announcements. And as you press 1 on your phone, I will open up your mic after these important public service announcements. I share the studio here with our beloved sister Naima Latif, and I'm quite sure she's ready also to share some public service announcements. So I ask you at this time, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
What we do during the breaks is kind of take a look at what we've heard.
Yeah. This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Man, we want you to call in 515-605-9891. Women, call in 515-605-9325. And again, press 1. And during the break, women, we'll take a look at what we've heard. We'll open your mic and get a little reflection. And man, of course, Kareem Hamid, the host, will open your mic and get your thoughts and participate in this only discussion on the financial side of marriage.
Unmuted.
We're back.
And we are back. Praise be to Almighty God. Naima, is there anyone on your line, on your studio board that would like to share their comments on what has been shared thus far on the transformation of our brother Maurice Harris to a positive life?
Men, we ask you press 1. Of course, with the women, we make comments during the break time. men, press 1 if you're on our switchboard. And if you're listening online or watching on Facebook, call in 515-605-9891. And press 1. And perhaps, of course, if you are on our Facebook page, if you want to write in your comments, we'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. No one has pressed one at this time, so you can continue.
It is very valuable when we experience and we see success staring us in the face, when we see that it is valuable that those that make a positive transition in their life, it is very strengthening for them to hear those of us that are conscious to applaud their struggle, give support to their success. We hear so many negatives about African-American young men, and we have a lot of commentary about that. But we should also lend commentary to those that are a shining example of what the human being can do when given the proper environment, the proper information. You know, they need to hear from us. They need to know that we support them. So that is why I ask that we press one on our phones now and lend support to this young man that has transformed his life. Okay, we have a person now. Area code 313-879. Your mic is open.
Yes, I am the Lukman Sadiq, son of Ilhaj Mary Ramza Gay, born right here in the D, 9-17-50. And I can say that Allah is not through with me yet. And I got a lot of I remember when. You know, and history is everything. Iqra, read, and you will know. Because time take care of everything.
Yes, sir. Is there anything that you would like to say personally to Maurice Harris?
I'm proud of him. I got a little brother that's a journeyman plumber that comes and goes. He's been to every rehab center in the state of Missouri and keep falling back. All I can do is pray for him and say, do the right thing because you're still here. And you got a lot of memories.
Yes, sir.
And you will know. And time takes everything. There's a master planner. It's the do the right thing. And you know it's right because it don't hurt. Islam, and I'm going to sign.
Okay, thank you, Brother Lukman, and we hope that your relative find their footing. I believe I know him, for I definitely knew Sister Mary Ramza. She was a very valuable believer here in St. Louis before she moved away and has since transitioned.
Read and you will know.
Okay. Thank you, my brother.
Islam, and thank you. Just keep doing what you're doing. You must be doing right. You still here. Don't be no quitter. Because the best is just yet to come. Just like that worm or that caterpillar go in the cocoon and come out flying.
Uh-huh.
He ain't through with you yet. Just do the right thing.
Okay. Thank you, Lukman.
Bye.
Walaikum as-salam. Is there anyone else that would like to lend commentary to the subject matter we are sharing here, the success of a young African-American male that was confronted with the death of his father, and usually sometimes that has very negative ramifications coming from that, and we find ourselves navigating this world, you know, without good guidance. But eventually, thank God for this brother here. He made a positive decision.
I have to get back to work. I'm sorry.
No problem. We are grateful that you shared with us here on the Female Solution, and may God continue to bless you, bless your family, and bless us. and hold on to the rope of righteousness, my brother, and utilize prayer. Thank you, Maurice Hell. Thank you, my brother. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Okay, praise be to Almighty God. We are grateful to have an example of what we are aiming at. That is a success story, and may his success continue to grow. Praise be to Almighty God. May that success flow right into a family. And from that family come scattered countless men and women holding on to righteousness, the doing of good, and the caring for others. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. That is the future that we hope for each other. Okay, we shall transition the conversation now. We have a very important subject matter that we would like to discuss here as among us as African-American males on the Female Solution. You know, we speak of the sacred bond of marriage, and it is just that, it is sacred. But a lot of times our conversation is about the do's and don'ts of courtship, what questions to ask, what information you need to gather and glean from that position of courtship. And if found compatible, then we prepare ourselves for the responsibility of becoming a mate with another life, the joining of another soul. But what comes along with that is the responsibility for another life that we have taken and connected with our life. And there is a material reality within the sacred bonds of marriage. There is a material reality, and there is a financial responsibility, a financial opportunity, let me use that word, a financial opportunity housed within the sacred bonds of marriage. I say opportunity because my mind immediately went to that one can only grow as far as his responsibility, as far as his vision. If my vision is just on myself, my responsibility is just for myself, then that limits the growth that is offered to me. It's just individual. It may be great on an individual level, but in the overall estimation of things, that is very, very, very small. But when one takes on the obligation and the responsibility for another wife, now his or her vision grows. His or her vision grows. Their aim grows. The effort, praise be to Allah, the effort that is put forth to meet that responsibility, it is multiplied by two now. And the effort that is placed within maintaining the maintenance of another human being, the effort is doubled and the rewards are greater. They are greater. If it's God's will, as we produce children, there's another level of growth, another level of opportunity, another higher vision, another goal beyond myself. And that then requires me to, what? Increase my efforts, increase my vision, and broaden the goal of earning enough to maintain a wife, a child, or children. My financial reach is growing. My financial reach is expanding. So there is a financial side to marriage. There is a financial side. Matter of fact, in the Quran, Almighty God gives us explicit measures of inheritance for one who may pass away and leave behind material wealth. There it is proportioned out to every member of that man's, of those that will inherit that wealth. So the financial needs is very important. The material side of marriage is very important. It is an opportunity. But what has happened? What has happened is other entities have entered into the financial side of marriage. And they have put in place policies, sometimes policies that destroy the financial gain, policies that threaten your investments, policies that threaten what you have established financially. Sometimes a divorce can happen, and a man or woman that have built up a nice business for themselves, and they are financially strong, and for whatever reason, I'm not going into that, they may seek divorce. Then lawyers are brought in, judges, the legal system. And due to the policies of the legal system, one's wealth can be siphoned off and lead to financial ruin. There are horror stories of men and women that were doing well and entered into divorce and lost so much financially that many times they never recovered. You know, you can say, well, yes, my uncle so-and-so was doing fine. But boy, he got a divorce and was ruined, and he has not been able to recover. He has not been able to recover since then. He was doing well.
So the Korean, you have a caller?
Is an important part of marriage. In El Islam, when we mention the sacred bonds of marriage, we aren't just talking about how you feel in your heart and all, that's fine. But there is such thing as a marital contract. A marital contract. Almighty God says anything that you go into of a future result, reduce it to paper. Reduce it to pen and paper. Call forth honest scribes. Have witnesses to that contract. So we want to discuss that and see that see what is some of the ramifications, some of the solutions, and the importance of our financial growth tied to the sacred bond of marriage and the establishment of family. So I'm calling upon our beloved Imam DeLacy Umar if he would have any commentary on what I've said thus far. Assalamu alaikum, Imam DeLacy Umar. Imam DeLacy Umar, are you still with us? Your mic is open. Take your phone off of mute. Imam DeLacy Umar. Okay, he's not responding. Okay, if there's anyone, that any male that would like to express himself along the subject matter that we have just described, we ask that you press 1 on your phone, and I will unmute your mic.
You have a caller?
I'd like to make a comment, Imam, on that. if I'm muted. Am I unmuted?
Yes, sir. You're definitely unmuted. I've been calling. I've been calling on you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. I must have been on mute. Yes. I wanted to just acknowledge the importance of the financial responsibility when in the marriage, especially from the male perspective, you know. And I would just call to the attention of the dowry. In our religion, it's required that we give a free gift, a dowry, and to the prospective bride to demonstrate our ability to support a wife, and that dowry is a free gift to our prospective partner. And I reiterate that language, partner, that we are able to be responsible and show example of acquiring wealth, and also give her the reassurance that she has some fallback on money if something were to happen, or resources to fall back on. So I would just call that to the attention of one of the requirements for the marriage contract to be void or good, is that we provide a dowry to our bride.
Yes, sir. One slight correction, Imam DeLacy. We believe you me, I used to say the same thing until I heard better information. What we give the bride for marriage, the word for that is mar.
Yeah.
It's mahar. Dowry.
Mahar, but I'm using English dowry, you know, but I don't think our listeners understand that Arabic.
But the dowry is an it's an inheritance,
right,
that we cannot take anything from that. Concerning divorce, you know, but you are so correct. We are to give a financial or something, a benefit to the prospective bride as a display that we are able to maintain them in a material and other ways. You're so correct on that, my brother. Yes, sir. Praise be to God. Now, you were sharing with me a situation that you have, being a widower. You know, like me, I'm a widower. And the property that you and your wife had accumulated, may Almighty God grant her the highest station in the paradise, that you are still in possession of that. And what is your position by way of what you and your wife had accumulated in her lifetime?
Yeah, you know what I did, and we had some discussions about this prior to her passing as well. And, you know, and I also looked at the Islamic inheritance requirement. And, you know, and I'm actually setting aside a trust for dispersing her the assets that we acquired, her portion of the assets that we acquired to go to where she wanted them to go, you know. So... And she left it up to me to decide how that happened. So I'm taking that responsibility seriously to set that up in a trust, basically.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's will safeguard, you know. Well, it's your property now. You know what I'm saying?
Is my mic open? You have two callers on the line here.
What has you know, the last time we were here on the all-male conversation, someone called in toward the end of the show, and I remember his name was Joe. I think he was calling in from Colorado or Montana somewhere. I think it was Colorado. And we were discussing the aversion to marriage. Why is there such an aversion, such a pushback, such an opposition to the sacred bonds of marriage? And Joe called in. We couldn't respond adequately to what he was saying, but it was so important what he was saying by way of the aversion of getting married. He said that a man may have worked and put in a lot of investments and time, and he may have built up a healthy financial situation for himself. He said, but the minute that man says, I do, to a woman, 50%, half of what he has gained and worked toward, I'll use this word, is in jeopardy. Half of what he has invested and worked toward is in jeopardy. That if the marriage does not work and it ends up in divorce court, wait, hold on.
Yes, I have a couple of callers on my line. I don't know if you opened up my mic.
Okay.
Let's see now. Let's go back to our switchboard and area code 706-202. Your mic is open. Go right ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Naima, and to my brother and to the listening audience. I'm Kwame Sunhorse, and I sit here in the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia.
Unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Kwame Sunhorse.
Yeah, I was hearing you there. Right, okay. And yeah. I've been listening, and the topic is marriage, and I'm hearing it from Islam's perspective. There are many cultures on this planet of many different nationalities of people, and they're merging a man and a woman together and being guided by making a commitment to the Creator. It's the part in which how we raise our boys and our girls to see that union and to honor that union by seeing what that mother and that father. And there is a void now in this culture here on Turtle Island that has even went as far as saying that it's okay to merge a man and a man and a woman and a woman. It's how we're guiding the next generations as to what that pertains to by the example as we as adults teaching the adolescents the lessons of manhood and womanhood. And it's a challenge, you know, and we have to look at how is it that we have elders that have merged together and stayed together for 30, 40, 50 years and have accumulated and struggled through and produced families. So it's how they were guided as a youth in being able to see that union in its highest
Unmuted.
Form as the mother and father. We are the examples.
Yes, definitely. I guess it's time for a break, and we'll come back. And thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, for your comments. And we'll get some response to that when we come back after this break. So stay with us. And we will be right back after this quick break. So we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll take some more calls on our switchboard after this quick break. So we want you to stay with us. And if you're listening online, want to join this conversation, men, call in 515-605-9891. Women, call in 515-605-9325. And press 1, and we'll have a discussion during the break time. So listen in.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Into Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today is our men-only discussion led by our co-host Kareem Hamid. And we have been discussing the financial side of marriage. What are your thoughts? We've got some callers on the line, and we'll be reconnecting with our co-host and our American Muslim 360 family. Every Wednesday, we are broadcasting simultaneously on two Blog Talk stations, the Female Solution, and we're connected to American Muslim 360, the largest Muslim radio station in the world. And we are connected to our brothers and sisters all around the world discussing this issue. And we've got another caller we'd like to bring into the conversation, if you're ready for me to open the mic.
By all means.
All right. Okay. Area code 863-816. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts on the financial side of marriage.
Yeah, L.A., Central Florida, good morning, all. Just very briefly, and I'm not taking any, I don't belong to any organized religion, but through observation in various countries and continents that I've been able to set foot on, the best marriages that I've seen, observed overall, have been the one where the man basically takes care of practically all the financial responsibility. In this country, and just from a practical side, I've learned a lot from the Amish and Mennonite communities where they have family businesses. And, you know, a lot of the women might have their own business as well, but those seem to be, in my opinion, they operate the best. Now, based on the observations of what I've seen around the globe and in this country with the Amish and Mennonite communities, and I'm not saying you have to believe what they believe and dress like they dress. I'm just talking about the hard core of it is they don't even participate in the banking system for the most part, at least when it comes to a mortgage, because they build their own houses debt-free using social capital. So that, you know, they're not having fight. They might have arguments and disagreements, but it's not going to be over rent, and it's not going to be over a mortgage payment, and it's not going to be over a car note. And those are three big factors there. Some families to this point, they're even on solar, so they don't even have electric bills. So I would say, matter of fact, amongst my friends, I tell them, you know, learn how to build your own house, get that skill set up, and any guy, younger guys coming up, I would tell them, you know, do what you can to be as independent as possible, and financially control. Well, control is not the right word, but provide as much as possible you can, even to the point of socking away, if you can, gradually $1 million, because if somebody gets sick, being sick's expensive. If anybody's had a family member who's got sick and saw those hospital bills, they don't even have to be hospital bills. They could just be people coming in and nursing. That's expensive. So just landing my plane, me personally, based on the way the United States is run on the legal system, I wouldn't legally get married to an American woman on American soil. If I'm going to do it, and I've been married before, and I didn't have any negative impact financially on it at all. We split up, you know, as friends, still friends to this day. I would get married outside the United States. Matter of fact, me, I'd go live in her country versus living here. I'll land my plane there.
If I may lend some commentary to that. What my brother is saying, you know, I read a report recently, earlier in the year, I would say, that the females in Saudi Arabia, they have more wealth than, and we are speaking of a very wealthy nation. The female in Saudi Arabia has more wealth than the males. They are some of the most wealthiest women on the earth. And I believe it is due to them, the males and them, following what has been provided from out of our and their holy book, the Quran. So I'm only I don't hear any males in Saudi Arabia complaining about, you know, oh man, she ruined me and all of that. I don't hear that. So there is a system. There is a system that we can adopt that, inshallah, will remove the threat of poverty. Almighty God says to us in the Quran, it is Satan that threatens you with poverty. And this faith that we are in, it was revealed to provide social and economic, let me say that again, and economic justice, and economic justice. So we have a right in this country of freedom of religion. You can set up your own government under the umbrella of this government. They allow that under the umbrella of this government, and they will protect your right to practice your religion in this country. So to draw up a contract based upon our system of religious government, I think we should look at that. If we honor and follow the provisions provided by Almighty God, that we will eradicate this threat of poverty that causes us from entering into the sacred bond of marriage. There's nothing wrong with establishing a marital contract. And so that's one of the solutions that I'm offering, that we have the right in this country to set up our own government, like the people you just mentioned, the Amish, the Mormons, Mennonites. They have their own system of government, and many of them are thriving, and they are exercising their First Amendment rights, the freedom, the freedom of religion. So I'm looking at that and offering that to us, that we have the right to set up our own system of government, make our own contracts, govern our own lives, as long as it is not conflicting with the basic principles of the Constitution of the United States, which guarantees your right to establish your own religion, your own government.
I'd like to make a comment, please.
Yes, sir, please.
I just wanted to reemphasize one of the reasons for this discussion was really just what you alluded to, how the disproportionate amount of resources that may be involved in marriages that will be dispersed to maybe sources where we wouldn't want them to go. But the main thing that we were talking about, how the finances create an environment where healthy families can't prosper and grow because of the economic situation. And we've had callers call in, as he mentioned earlier, that stated the same fact, that they don't want to marry because the laws won't allow for the just proportion of wealth to the spouses, the husbands, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess from our perspective, we were trying to look at what system could be utilized that would promote healthy marriages and healthy families, because we are suffering tremendously, especially in our community, for with the problem of single family, single mothers raising families with no husbands, et cetera, et cetera. And we are trying to encourage that marriage union to create the healthy family. So, yes, we were looking at contractual marriage, you know, putting in a contract, and it happened to be an Islamic way to do it, but there's also prenups that can be utilized. If you don't want to use Islamic language, then prenuptials is another way that that can be managed and still create an environment where couples can come together and form a family. I'll stop that right there, because I think that was the main emphasis of us having this discussion. Yes.
Could I make a comment?
Yes, you may.
Yeah. Is my mic open?
Yes, yes. Kwame Sumhorse, go right ahead.
We're speaking in terms of when a man and a woman makes a vow to the Creator. Nature in itself has already the laws in which we are to be stewards of the land. Because when we look at, there are no animals on this planet that has license to marry, and they have prides, they have herds, they have all the things in which they care for each other. And even in the point of looking at the wolf is one of the most family-oriented animals on the earth. The thing that we're seeing is that we're out of order, because the order of what Creator created in bonding male and female, be it species or human, the thing that we've done is that we've gone against, like you, the brother was speaking, contracts and prenups and constitutions are man's laws. What are the Creator's law? We've gone away from the order of the natural order, because when you make a union and a vow, a man and a woman makes a vow, when two animals make a vow, the part of it is that's the union with the Creator and Mother Earth. And so what we're hearing, what I'm hearing, and I love what L.A. said, and being able to be stewards of the land and build your house upon it, because the part of it is that we're looking at a system that is not geared towards the benefit of the human, because there are those that want to have more, and there are those that make sure that people have less. And we, once upon a time, had great civilizations and did not have prenups, contracts, and constitutions. So they followed the natural order. And so if we're looking at a design to follow, we have to look at Mother Nature and the Creator's design for why he unionized these people on this planet.
Let me speak to that, please. That needs to be addressed. We acknowledge creation. When we acknowledge creation, we are acknowledging a creator, a creator. And the creator sends guidance to the human being. And the human being should follow the guidance from the merciful Creator. When we follow the guidance as provided in our scripture, not just rely, our human nature is not enough. It is not, let me say that, it is not enough. For we have the propensity to judge a thing as good, and it can be bad for us. We have the freedom to judge a thing that is bad, and it can be good for us. But we say God is foreknowing. God is the best knower. He's the best knower. Not just my own thinking, my own human nature. The nature has to be guided, and it gets its guidance from two sources. You are correct. The creation itself, but also gets guidance from he who created the creation. Direct guidance. So we cannot leave the creator that created the creation from out of the guidance that the creator has sent to us. When we follow the guidance that the creator has sent to us, then we are congruent with the very nature in which God created the human being. The guidance is congruent with the very nature that God has given us. So I will not negate that we do need direct guidance from the Creator. Sometimes man's perception of creation can be skewed. At one time, man looked at the creation and thought that the sun actually rose and set. That was man's skewed perception of the creation. But we have since learned the sun does not rise and set. The earth revolves around the sun on a certain axis. We have learned that. But for I don't know how many years, hundreds of thousands of years, man's perception of creation was not quite on point. We see what has happened when men take on the attributes of certain animals. Some of it is positive. Some of it is negative. So we need guidance from the Creator. We need guidance from the Creator. And when we receive that and we follow that, then we will have the best results. Do lean not to your own understanding. For our understanding has to grow. And Almighty God aids us in that understanding. But we know for thousands of years, some men thought the earth was flat. That was man's perception. That was how man viewed it. And so the creation itself can be deceptive without the proper guidance from Almighty God. I'll stop right there, my brother.
And you've made an excellent point, but the first community is the forest, and there is a balance within the forest that is a community of you have the female trees, the male trees, you have the plant relatives. You have all the beings that live within that forest, and they have to follow the natural order and the natural law. And so in that being an order, and there is a cosmic law, there's a universal law, and there's a natural law. Man created his laws to somewhat go against the natural law because we're seeing the damage that is being done to the planet. The atrocities that are being done to people by enforcing laws that go against the natural order. And so what we're seeing now is a reemergence of these cosmic laws and these natural and universal laws coming into a spiritual battle. And what we're looking at is how do we as humans, born with the universe within, began to honor and follow the natural law. We look at man's creation of law. Even when you look at this country and its captivity, its highest court said that slavery is against the law of God, but not against the law of man. And to be able to give that type of writing and saying that's a law, something is not correct. We're out of order.
I agree with you to an extent. The operative word you used was human. Human. Human separates us from the animal, from the animal, not totally, but it is a higher elevation of creation. The human being is the highest form of creation. And and if we ignore the laws that the Creator Himself has given us, look at how far we have gone off following our so-called human nature. Men marrying men, women marrying women, but the revealed word of God calls it an abomination. God calls that, he who created everything, calls that an abomination. But God will not take our free will from us. It is only those that believe and are willing to follow the straight way and follow the guidance that saves us from these tragedies that are occurring among us as human beings. God wants the best for us. He sends us direct revelation, which is best for us, not follow our own human inclinations. We need guidance, and we are successful when we follow the guidance, not just our own human nature. That's not enough.
And I totally agree. That's why I use the forest as a community, because there's an order in it. And when you can go nature, and man has studied nature to perceive and make his pharmaceutical companies, because he used the medicines that come from the plants. He's designed his communities and his places of residence by using what comes from nature. So there are certain things in which we have to have order and balance with. We're out of balance and we're out of order, because as we see it, we can't even grow a blade of grass. It's through the Creator using the energy of Mother Earth that gives the nutrients. Even when we look at, we got the World Wide Web. There was a Wood Wide Web before man even can conceive of thinking of connecting. And this microbial system has been in place on this planet since it was designed. What we're doing is that we're going against the order. And the part for me in saying that, I've not seen no animal have a war with each other. I've seen no animals kill and massacre people of the animal species to almost extinction. Only man, with his free will to choose, is what you're saying. The human being is sometimes dangerous, because in Lincoln Park Zoo, it used to be a mirror in the primate house. When you walked into the zoo, it says the most dangerous animal in the world, the reflection of the human being.
You are so correct, and that is why we need guidance. We need guidance from the Creator. You are correct. Man can utilize his free will and go against the order. But those of us that acknowledge the Creator, that have placed a magnificent display before us of the natural order, the creation, you are correct. God created that, and it sends messages to our mind that are positive. But God will not take our free will from us. It is only those that believe and trust in the Creator and follow the guidance given by He who created this beautiful display of creation and its form, its naturalness. We follow the guidance from Almighty God. And by way of the husband and the wife, I find nothing wrong with, as a male and a female, and family members, draw up a contract that is equitable to both parties. Draw up a contract that is equitable to both parties. And this is us exercising our God-given life of self-determination and self-government. Because we need to, we want to stop this fear of entering into the sacred bond of marriage, which brings about procreation, families, neighborhoods, communities, the community of man, of the human being, that who? That Almighty God created. So that aberration, that version of marriage has to be addressed. And one of the aversions is the financial inequity that some have experienced after the dissolution of that marriage. So I'm offering, and we are offering, a solution. There is something called the marriage contract, May we implement that? And I'm not talking about kissy hugging and all that, and I love you, and all of that. That's fine. But there is also a material reality. There is also two souls and two lives joined together, dependent upon each other. So there's nothing wrong with drawing up an equitable contract enforced by the government that we set up. Let's take our power back. Let's take our authority back over our own lives. We have the right to set up systems of government under this government and stop relying on government like we're little babies, little children, to settle all of our affairs. God has sent us guidance. We should utilize it. I'll stop right there, my brother.
So it's time for our last break, and then we'll come right back and take some more comments. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D.
Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata.
Muted.
Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Unmuted.
Okay, and we are back.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Naima Latif. We are back. And Imam Delacy Umar wanted to share something with us. Delacy, your mic is open.
Peace and blessings again to everyone. And I just really was looking at the overall discussion that we've been having and concerning nature, concerning the Amish and how they've developed. You know, and all of those things are really good. When we set up families, you know, there are individuals involved. Each one of us brings something from the other family with us. They are aunts, nephews, siblings, et cetera, et cetera, and on both sides of the family. So when the couples start to work together, they are going to accumulate wealth. And that should be something that they consider in the beginning of the relationship. How are we going to manage that? If something was to happen to me, what would you do with my portion? What would you do with the part that may go to my side of the family, et cetera, et cetera? And so this is the dilemma why we are seeing a lot of questions about resources that are involved in the relationship and what we are offering in terms of contractual agreements is to set those parameters in place so that when something does happen, the law, the outside law, cannot come in and implement their particular laws on that. And that's not to discourage any natural progressions, et cetera, but it's just facing the reality of what we are dealing with in a system where that is there that the resources may not be dealt with on our own terms or on an equitable term. So this idea of making these contracts before marriage is highly encouraged in the religion of Islam, and it should be also looked at when we are just forming relationships. And I love the idea where a young man mentioned that how the Amish have businesses. I'm in support of every family trying to set up a business. But even doing that, again, you're going to have agreements, contracts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just wanted to mention those things, not as a change nature or anything, but to be real that we're going to be faced with challenges and we are addressing them before they become a problem. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Praise be to God. Thank you, Evangelist Omar. Yes, we have another caller on the AM360 line. I want to open up his phone. I believe this may be Minister Plump. I'm not sure. Area code 312671. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Well, Yashalom, Grand Rising, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem. Good morning.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Minister Plump. The first thing I would like to say is, as God's will only, this is what we must do, God's will only. And that is the fact that in the conversation, God is the best knower, Allah Yahweh. God is the greatest. And I do support 100%. 110, we entered to win marriages. You know, I would encourage it strongly. And I also would encourage the marriage contract, which should be in a righteous way that we can create 10% to 50%. The 10% is giving back to God Almighty himself, as well as the other 40% is the respect of the family way of life, which would be a total of he created he and she, which would be 50-50. I think that a trust fund is more important than even a will or even a prenuptial agreement. But definitely I would agree with the fact that we need to create a contract. And based upon the principles of a village, it takes a village to raise one child, and no one can raise a kid. And I understand the conversation that one of the brothers made in terms of we are out of order. We are out of order of the nature of God and the nature of the earth and the universe, which was created in unity in the community. So that's where the village comes in. And I think that we should focus in a way that we can share success, breed success in a spiritual way. And I created where I have learned to share the creation of 277 plus 23 equals success for you and me, as well as for the whole community. Well, God has gave me and blessed me with the idea that something on the same level as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught, there's no big eyes and little U's in a family way of life, not only a family way of life, but in a nation. And in order for any man to have a nation, he must be submissive to God to protect and to protect not only his wife by any and all means necessary, as long as it would not offend his or her religion. So religion plays a major role to me in serving God. You know, and to serve God is to serve each other for his husband and wife on a 50-50 level, as well as to transfer all of the heirlooms. The heirlooms would be the children and the children's children that they would have anywhere for us. The assets is of guaranteed 10% to 50%, which would create partnership, relationship in all marriages. So for brothers and sisters that want to get married, tell them to give Minister Trump a call for us all at 312-671-2773. And that's my comment for today. And we love you. Keep up the good work, Sister Naima Lateef and Brother Kareem. And you all, as Les Brown say, and check out some of his videos. Have a pleasingly Trump day. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Plump. Praise be to Almighty God. Praise be to God. Yes, sir. We want to remove the aversion for marriage. You know, that's all kind of alarm systems should go off in the human soul and the human brain when you're hearing the dissolution or the total avoidance of the sacred bonds of marriage. We are a species, praise be to Allah. We are a species. And when you look under the word species in the American dictionary, you will see a definition there. One of the definitions is, guess what? Currency. And we know currency to us means money. For every child that is born, that is a currency. That is a medium of exchange. So why would they put currency under species? Think about that. So we should give special attention to the material side of our lives, and we do not want to create poverty and leave our spouses in poverty and our children in poverty. Someone can give a vow. Yeah, they can stand and give a vow. Do you take this woman for your lawful wedded wife with the sickness and in health and to death? Do you part? Yes, I do. But let's look at how that has been devalued. How much weight is behind that? So as families, praise be to Allah, I'm glad Imam Delaysi Umar mentioned that this is the joining of families, and the distribution of wealth that will come from out of this sacred union, and the protection of every member in that union. So we want to remove that fear. It is Satan that threatens you with poverty. That's what God tells us in the Quran. It is Satan that threatens you with poverty. Well, no, I don't want to get married because I'm going to lose this and I'm a. But look at the condition of the human community that we are in. Too many of us are living like savages, and we're not savages. We are human beings. So with the introduction of looking at establishing a marital contract, I think we can somewhat ease the fear and the aversion of entering the sacred bond of marriage. I'm removing that background noise. So, alhamdulillah, we invite you to press one on your phone. If you have anything to add to this conversation. Any of you males, let's speak up now. We've been talked about, talked to, talked at, books written, movies written, and all of that. Let's talk to one another. Let's talk like men to one another. We need to have this conversation so that you are not afraid to give your heart and to give your heart and share your wealth with the mother of your children, with another human being. That is how we grow wealth. We take on greater responsibility. And with the greater responsibility comes greater effort. And from out of that greater effort comes a bigger reward. Comes a greater reward when we enter into the sacred bond of marriage. There is a financial gain in that. There is financial gain. Married men control more wealth than single men. The majority of people that are controlling vast wealth, their interest goes beyond just themselves. They create foundations in their family name, endowments in their family name with great, with their sharing their wealth. And as a consequence, they grow tremendously. So let us not be left outside of that financial growth. And we, as male and female, we must begin to trust one another. Trust one another. There's suspicion between, I don't want to cause she this, and I don't want to cause he think this, and he think that. We have to get rid of that distrust. There's nothing wrong with having a questioning spirit, a questioning mind. But we must gain the trust of each other if we are to rebuild our lives and our community. And there's nothing wrong with putting your good name. If you have a good name, there's nothing wrong with putting your good name on a legal document, assuring the equitable equitable distribution, praise be to Almighty God, of our accumulated wealth. There's nothing wrong with that. Almighty God says to us in the Quran, when you enter into any endeavor of a future result, reduce it to paper. Write out a contract and let he who is incurring the debt, let him give the wording to the contract. Bring forth righteous scribes to write the contract. And have witnesses there that witness the signing of the contract. So there's no more greater social connection I can think of, more important than the social connection between the female and the male, between the husband and the wife.
Is my mic open?
Is there any... Yes. Your mic is open. We got about 6 minutes left of broadcast time.
Okay, but what you're pointing out to is what is the natural law of marriage, and then what we're looking at, what is man's law of marriage? The part of the community before a man and a woman goes before the community. And they offer themselves with the two families saying that we're merging together and we will be one. We're bringing our families together. That was in the way in which it was done before the community in the ceremony of them merging. And everybody in that community honored that merging of that man and that woman with those two families unionizing together. Now we've come up with man's law of marriage, and what you're speaking to is contracts, you're speaking to prenups, you're speaking to validations, because the thing that you spoke mostly of is, and the basis of any economics deals with Mother Earth first, because everything that comes from the earth creates your wealth. And so in you being able to understand the law of nature as we're being stewards of the earth, this is our economic wealth. And from that wealth is that we produce new life on the planet to be able to continue growing with Creator's gift of everything of abundance that we need. It is upon this earth and what we take from it and how we use it in an honorable way. And that's the part that we look at as it says it, and in their book, is that on the coin is the face of Caesar. Give what Caesar is Caesar's. Give what the Creator is the Creator's. We have to understand is that the greatest gift is life, and the sources that gives us is the earth. That is our abundance, because when you talk about money and you're saying about energy, money stands for my own natural energy yield. What you're as a man, what energy you put in and working and utilizing will yield you the benefits that your family will receive. It's understanding how to use your own natural energy to yield you. We're looking at one person's way of seeing
we
it.
We got about 2 minutes left, my brother.
Natural way of seeing it.
We have about 2 minutes left. I'm taking note of what you are saying, and I'm looking at what has happened with this so-called common law wife, this shacking up, just a man and a woman, they just shack up. And I'm looking at the aftermath of that with no commitment, just someone just changed their mind. And human beings have the right to change their mind. There's nothing wrong with holding each other accountable under a higher law, a higher standard, and we utilize the authority of Almighty God in that standard and that accountability. I must leave the air now. I'm grateful for everyone that was on the line with us. And
we've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Join us every fourth Wednesday of the month. for the men-only discussion. And, of course, this coming Saturday, join us for Wisdom with Mama D. And we will take a look at some of the difficulties and the challenges that we face as we seek to heal the hurt that creates the extremes of behavior that we're seeing in our society today. Join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and Friday with Health and Well-Being and Health and Well-Being with Beata. And so next time, until next time, I'm Naima Ladif, reminding you to continue to shine your light.